In this matter of counterfeit intimacy and deceptive gratification, I express particular caution to the men who hear my message. I have heard all my life that it is the young woman who has to assume the responsibility for controlling the limits of intimacy in courtship, because a young man cannot. Seldom have I heard any point made on this subject that makes me want to throw up more than that. What kind of man is he? What priesthood or power or strength or self-control does this man have that lets him develop in society, grow to the age of mature accountability, perhaps even pursue a university education, and prepare to affect the future of colleagues and kingdoms and the course of this world, but yet does not have the mental capacity or the moral will to say, "I will not do that thing"? No, this sorry drugstore psychology would have him say, "I just can't help myself. My glands have complete control over my entire life, my mind, my will, my very future." To say that a young woman in such a relationship has to bear her responsibility and that of his too is the most discriminatory doctrine I have ever heard. If there is sexual transgression, I lay the burden squarely on the shoulders of the young man. For our purposes, probably a priesthood bearer, and that's where I believe God intended responsibility to be. Now, in saying that, I do not excuse young women who exercise no restraint and have not the character or the conviction to demand intimacy only in its rightful place and role. I've had enough experience in church callings to know that women as well as men can be predatory. But I refuse to buy some young man's feigned innocence who wants to sin and call it psychology.